Now, the Electoral Commission today issued a certificate to the Ghana Freedom Party to operate as a fully fledged political party. Our correspondent, Rebecca Epe, was at the offices of the Electoral Commission for the ceremony and has joined us in the studio. A very good afternoon to you, Rebecca, and welcome back.
Good afternoon.
Well, can you paint to us a picture of the presentation that occurred earlier today?
Yes, Abraham, basically the group came from Kumasi on a minibus, and when I got to the Electoral Commission, there was a lot of noise going on because they came with a brass band, basically to make their presence felt within the community. So basically that was the kind of atmosphere that was there at the Electoral Commission. And during the presentation specifically, it was solemn because there was not very many people at the ceremony.
So do you say the faces behind the new party, are they known in the political circles?
Basically, faces in the within the party, there was only one. There were, you know, a bunch of young people there that were, you know, as a follow up to the question on the how the scene was, a bunch of young people were there. But as to their faces, I'm not sure who the faces are. But the most significant one that we know of is Ekwa Donkor, who happens to be the leader of the political party. She is the leader, and for the first time, we have a woman. Let's take a listen at what she said at to Radio Ghana. Abraham, as you can hear, that is Madame Ekwa Donkor. She happens to be the leader of the new Ghana Freedom Party with the motto Love and Unity. Basically, what she's saying is that she is seeking the mandate of the people because she is disappointed in what the previous leaders have done, what previous governments have done. And she thinks that she's the right person at this time, so she's asking Ghanaians to vote for her. And as you can also see, or as you did listen, she's able to speak only Chi, and I did ask her if that language barrier is not going to be a problem. She said to me that that is not a problem at all. She is working with a bunch of translators, and she'll be able to operate both locally and internationally.
Well, Rebecca, before I let you go, how nationally spread is the party?
That is a good question, Abraham, and that was one of the questions that Mr. Safo Kantanka, who happens to be the deputy director of operations at the Electoral Commission, was trying to address when he did present the certificate to the GFP. Now, receiving a certificate is the first step, but there's a lot of work to do to get gain traction on the ground. Right now, Ekwa Donkor did tell me that before she actually received the final certificate, she had to go around the country, you know, to do some work, and that is how she gained. She actually passed and received the final certificate. But there is still a lot of work to do. And finally, taking a look at this, it says Political Parties Act 2000, Act 574. If we look here, Part 2 says Declaration of Assets and Expenditure by Political Parties. Section 13, number 1 says every political party shall, within 90 days after the issue to it of a final certificate of registration under Section 11 or such longer period as the Commission may allow, submit to the Commission a written declaration giving details of all its assets and expenditure, including contributions or donations in cash or in kind, made to the initial assets of the party by its founding members. Now, Abraham, that alone tells you that they have a lot of work to do.
Exactly.
Besides gaining traction, there's a lot of paperwork and other details that they need to do besides just gaining a certificate.
Certainly, Madame Ekwa Donkor has a lot of questions to answer.